This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Scott Bywater here, and I've just had a question which says there's so many options of what to do in terms of marketing, and I need to work out what is the most important three things to get working on. Great question. And it's going to depend somewhat on where your business is at right now. But let me give a few suggestions. So right now, when it comes to, you know, getting leads cheaply and quickly, I would recommend something along the lines of Facebook advertising, just because Facebook advertising is where Google was. You know, when it first started out, you could get really cheap leads. That's where Facebook advertising is now. So you've got some really good opportunities there. Now, if you're in the B2B space, you know, you may be better off focusing on something like direct mail or LinkedIn. But let's dig a little bit closer and look at where your business is at. Now, at the moment, I'm not sure where your business is at, but let's just take the scenario where you've got a lot of existing customers and a lot of customers haven't come back for a while. And what we call them is we call them lost customers. So in that case, that may be a really good opportunity to send what I call a lost customer letter. Now, a lost customer letter is simply a letter along the lines of, hey, I need your help. I've noticed that you were a client previously, and I feel like I might have let you down because I haven't kept in touch. So to help you out, I'm going to give you this $50 gift voucher. Come in, use it in our store at any time, and we'll help you out with it. And that brings prospects back into your store by making some sort of a special offer. Now, what you really need to look at is you need to look at the 80-20 of your business. Now, every business has an 80-20, and the whole process here is 20% of what you do will create 80% of your results. That's really the essence of the 80-20. So with that in mind, if 20% of what you do will create 80% of your results, you want to be looking at right now, what are the 20% factors in your business that's generating the results? Now, the first thing you could look at is you could look at your clients and say, well, who are my best clients? And you'll probably find there's an 80-20 playing around with your clients, and you'll say, oh, you know, 20% of my clients fall into X category. Yeah, and if that's the case, yeah, if 20% of your clients happen to be over the age of between the ages of 35 and 45, well, maybe that's where you should be focusing your attention. You should be sending them, you know, letters or them flyers or whatever. So let's just imagine this is a lawn mowing business, just to keep it really simple. And you may go through your stats and find out, oh, all the people who are buying are in this suburb. Well, maybe you should send promotions to people in that particular suburb, for example. Now, you may also find that the 80-20 comes with your promotions. So you've sent out, you know, you've done flyers, you've done postcards, and you start to measure it, and you work out that, hey, you know, when I do, you know, Facebook ads, I get a really good return on investment. Well, maybe I need to do more of that. See, what you want to be looking at is essentially, you know, sending out, you know, six different types of promotions, and then finding out what works best, and then scaling that particular type of promotion. So you get all those ideas down. You look at the 80-20 of your business. You look at the 80-20 of your clients. You know, you look at where the opportunities are, and then you pick three, and then you arrange to lock them out over a 12-week period. So you get an Excel spreadsheet, and at the top of the Excel spreadsheet, you put initiative one, initiative two, initiative three. On the side, you put week one through to 12. And then you have one initiative, which might be to, you know, to send out, so many letters and test a direct marketing campaign. And then you break that down into 12 steps that are required. You have another initiative to contact your existing customers and get them to refer your business. You write down the 12 steps. You have another initiative, and so on. So you have those three initiatives to focus on for the 12 weeks. And then you know exactly where to focus your energy and your time to maximize your odds of getting a really strong return on investment. So I hope that's been useful. Bye for now.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.